Imagination Studio presents Hank Zipser, The Mostly True Confessions of the World's Best Underachiever. Book 2, I Got a D in Salami, by Henry Winkler and Lynn Oliver. This is Henry Winkler. Chapter 1. Hank, will you please stop bouncing around like a jumping bean and concentrate? My mom asked. Hey, this is what I do when I concentrate, I answered. I was hopping over to a sock that was lying on the floor of my room. When I reached the sock, I picked it up with my toes. That's a trick I learned from one of my best friends, Ashley Wong. Ashley can pick up almost anything with her toes, including marbles. She can also tie a cherry stem into a knot using only her tongue. Those are qualities you want in a best friend. I curled my toes around the sock until I had it in my grasp. Then I swung my leg around to the side so it was sticking straight out from my body. That's a trick I learned from my other best friend, Frankie Townsend. His mom is a yoga teacher, and she taught him how to twist his legs around like a pretzel. Frankie has gotten so good at it that he can bring his big toe all the way up to his nose, which is also an excellent way to see if your feet smell. I never thought about this before, but my friends and I have very talented toes. Maybe that's why we're friends. When my leg was in the right position, I released the sock from its toe grasp and flicked it into the air toward my dirty laundry hamper. It was an excellent flick, if I do say so myself. The sock sailed into the hamper and landed dead center on my boxers. He shoots! He scores! I yelled, doing my wiggly victory dance. My mother shook her head.